In the depths of a dimly lit room, shadows danced ominously across the walls. The air hung heavy with a palpable sense of unease, as if every creak of the floorboards whispered impending doom. A single, unassuming envelope lay upon the dusty table, its presence invoking a sense of foreboding in the unsuspecting occupant. Trembling hands reached out, clutching the dreaded missive tightly as beads of sweat formed on a furrowed brow. A chilling silence. Ever feel like this as bills arrive into your business? The overwhelming sense of dread that lingers as you run through whether your bank balance can handle it, only to hope that the mere act of ignoring it might just buy you some more time to pay? Here's the thing, reality exists in that envelope whether you open it or not. If you can relate, take a listen.
I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business.
We've all been there, right? We just know that we are set to receive a bill for services or products that have been purchased, and we're watching our bank balance as if doing so might miraculously grow the balance somehow. If only it were that simple. Whilst merely watching your bank balance may not result in a miraculous or unexpected gain, there are ways that you can watch your bank balance to ensure that you have the right amount of funds at the right time, every time. Cash flow forecasting, my favorite business tool, beating out Canva, Excel, and Outlook for the top spot. Why is that? Because it not only keeps me in business, but keeps me more in control of my business so that there is actually a need for me to use Canva, Excel, and Outlook. Sound a little dramatic? Perhaps. But why don't you ask the business owner who's at this very moment contemplating whether or not they need to close their business? Or the business owner who has just been knocked back for finance from their long-term bank because they can't prove that they can sustain the loan repayments? Or a business owner who is now having to consider selling their own home because lack of cash flow planning meant that they are now carrying too much debt and can't afford their mortgage repayments. I'm not being dramatic, my friend. I'm being real. I use these scenarios as just a snippet of real life situations that business owners have actually come to me about asking for assistance with in literally just the last month. And here's the thing I say, go and get eyes over where your cash is going and do it quickly. It is seriously naive to think that without a proper in-depth review of your cash movements, that you actually do know where your money is going and when. Because if you did, you wouldn't actually have these problems. You would be in control. You, my friend, have the power to be completely in control of the direction of every cent in your business. Now, that includes negotiating with suppliers and customers when things are tight. Because yes, being in control is also about knowing when there are shortages in cash supply, as there is most always certainly going to be when you're running a business. But it's all about what you choose to do with this information that actually counts. I made reference earlier to bills and envelopes, but the point really wasn't about what form your bill arrives in. It was about understanding that there is a reality inside that, let's call it an envelope, that can't and shouldn't be ignored. So whether you open it or not, or take longer to open it, the issue still needs to be addressed. The point being that you might as well get opening them, because then you can actually make a plan. Don't be afraid of the bill, the expense, the liability, the debt. Instead, go and handle it and do so with confidence. After all, that debt that you're avoiding, that expense, that liability that you are avoiding, shouldn't actually come as a surprise to you at all. Through one decision or another, you chose that debt for your business. You decided that you could and would take responsibility for it when you commissioned the service or purchased the product. And the only way to take responsibility truly is to make a plan to pay it. Sounds simple enough, right? That's because it really is that simple. What bugs me most about this sort of conversation, or these types of conversations that I continually have with business owners, if I can get real with you for just one moment, it bugs me because I find that business owners have no problems following these rules, let's call them, of like a social media strategy. For example, like being sure to post so many times per day, commit to a reel, monitor and manage trending audio in timely manner so it's effective, and to ensure that it's current. They have no problems in following these types of rules. But when it comes to committing to a financial strategy that, can I say, it's actually going to keep the business alive long enough for this social media strategy to have an impact, the dedication and commitment just isn't there. Can you see the irony yet? Or is it just me? Because it keeps me in this perpetual state of frustration when I have these conversations. Now look, besides the obvious, you know, cash shortages and all, having a cash flow strategy is actually imperative to the survival of your business. You see, pretending that the bill isn't there to be paid, or worse still, ignoring them altogether, doesn't mean it's going to go away. What it is going to do is it's only going to contribute to these stresses of running a business that we all are familiar with, and can consequently leave you with no other choice but to close your doors. Don't believe me? Here are some facts. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission, or you might know them as ASIC, reports that inadequate cash flow management is a factor in 40% of business failures in Australia. In a survey conducted by Xero, the online financial tool, it cites that 60% of small businesses in Australia experience cash flow issues. And the good old ATO, our Australian Tax Office, states that 90% of small business failures are due to poor cash flow management. This is not some sort of scare tactic at all. It's just the facts. And it is staggering to think that this can be avoided if cash flow management is prioritized in your business. And let me tell you, I've heard all the excuses from business owners over the years. Excuses that they've tried it and it just didn't work, that they have so many things they need to get done, that paperwork just isn't a priority. Or that, you know, this is a good one, sales are much more important, and if sales are being made, then that's enough. It will confirm this success. But the funniest of all is I was never good at maths at school, and, you know, numbers just aren't my thing. All true, my friend. Those excuses, that's what people use. And that's just the summarized version. So you know what? I'm calling bullshit on all of them. And let's get real. We're adults running businesses, making decisions that involve money. Get a plan in place to ensure that you not only can pay the bills, but you can plan for growth, mitigate against financial risks, and just simply be accountable to the debt that you commit to. And let's be honest, we are living in a time where it's becoming increasingly simple to manage financial information through online systems, spreadsheeting. And of course, you have easy access to experts through online tools and forums more than ever before. Take my small business cash flow course, for example. It's a detailed program that is designed with cash flow management in mind. It's delivered in a way that can allow you to go through it with the group or go through it on your own. You've got all the resources that are tried and tested trainings. They're the types of resources that will allow you to produce a solid cash flow strategy that will work every single time. And it starts at a low cost of $497. $497. Have you spent more than that on something that creates less success in your business? I bet you have. We all have. I've talked a lot about my small business cash flow course on this podcast over my time, not because I'm chasing a quick buck, but because I know that the process works. I know just how many business owners' lives that this has changed. So I wanted to bring it up again in this episode as a reminder not only that there are great tools like this one out there, but that it's back again, my friend. We kick off again on Monday the 17th of July and it runs for just 7 weeks. But with lifetime access to the course and its materials, you can take as long or as little as you want to go through it. I'll put a link in the show notes, of course, of this episode so that you can join the waitlist. And if you are that business owner that dreads opening those bills or looking at your bank account, think about joining me and other business owners on the 17th of July to make the commitment to this change in your business and the commitment to making bad cash flow management a thing of your past. But before I wrap up this episode, I just want to say, I get how scary it is right now here in Australia and the world. The cost of living is steadily increasing and the cost of doing business is on the rise and it is hurting all of us. And I genuinely hate seeing it. I hate it so much when people sit across from me scared, in tears, not knowing what the next steps are or even not seeing any hope at all. I just want to help where I can, whether it be through these types of podcast episodes, my online courses, one-on-one coaching, any support that I can offer, whatever it is. I just want you to know, it's important to know you have real options. Whether that be through me or someone else, I'm not precious like that. I just implore you to take a moment through all of this crazy and reach out. Don't be afraid or too proud to ask for help. But whatever you choose to do today, my friend, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.